Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. If you missed any of our first hour, strongly encourage you to pick that up. We had Eden Gordon Hill was on the program with us, and Eden is running for State House, State Congressional House there in the great state of North Carolina. So if you live in North Carolina and you're listening to this program, you need to go to the Facebook page, Eden 4, F-O-R, House, Eden 4 House, and check out Eden. They got a website they'll be launching here shortly, but she is running in North Carolina for State House, Eden Gordon Hill, and I really strongly recommend that you would consider giving her your support and giving her your vote. Top of that hour, we were joined by Bart Marcois, and we talked very in-depth about the Ukraine-Russia issue and that this really is Biden-Putin's war. Biden and Putin both are very much at war and doing everything they can to try to create problems for the Ukrainians. I'm in constant contact with a pastor, a friend of mine in the Ukraine, who's on the ground talking to me about the things that are really going on, what's in their news, what they're really being told, and he gets news from a lot of different sources, so he's able to really decipher what's really happening. And they are the Ukrainian people are fighting. They do not want to be an occupied state. They do not want UN forces on the ground. They do not want US forces on the ground. They do not want NATO forces on the ground. They want to fight this fight on their own. They want to secure their freedom. They do want assistance. They need munitions. They need some equipment to fight with against the Russian machine. But they want to fight, and they want to remain independent. They don't want anybody else's blood shed on their land for their freedom. They are plenty able to shed their own blood and to fight for their own freedom and their own liberty. They just need some assistance. They want no fly zone over Ukraine, so that way they're not being bombed because they don't have the air support. But they've been doing a great job. They've been shooting down Russian helicopters and other Russian aircraft, and they've been fighting, and man, it's awesome, and it should be inspiring to those of us that are fighting against Marxism and communism and Islamists and jihadists and amorality and so on, and militant things of all sorts, including BLM and Antifa here in our own country. And one of the people who's fighting those battles is my next guest. couple of sites that I would encourage you to become familiar with if you're not already. One of them is technocracy.news. Technocracy Rising is something I've talked about on this program for years now. And Patrick Wood is the author of that, and everything he wrote in that book is in large part what we're seeing. And then in addition to that, I encourage you to support Citizens for Free Speech, citizensforfreespeech.org, and they've got some great events that they are doing. And so I welcome to the program Mr. Patrick Wood. Patrick, welcome. Good to have you.
How you doing, Greg? Good to be here.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to have you, my friend. Well, I was mentioning to you in the green room, and I do think it's a significant part of one of your organizations that you started, and that is Citizens for Free Speech. And free speech on social media is an important aspect. That we've switched. We're broadcasting on CloudHub. We're broadcasting on Getter. I'm working on getting my Rumble account together, but I'm still on a couple of Facebook pages as well. And of course, our main thing is our broadcast on TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com, and I encourage you to watch us there Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, or listen to us, of course, on your favorite radio station, wherever you might be listening to this program right now, including WTOD in the great state of Ohio. But that being said, and KNEO, by the way, we appreciate you guys having just recently picked up the show, and they're playing a two-hour version of the program every afternoon. So thank you for playing our program there in Missouri. Vimeo has now banned me for life. So Patrick, because of talking about, injections, medical issues, and I'm not really, I'm having guests that are experts, virologists and so forth, like Dr. Judy Mikovits, and YouTube's banned me for life. Vimeo has now banned me for life. And then I called Eric Swalwell the Chinese spy whore, and so Twitter banned me for life as well. But, what are you going to do? And when you speak truth, they don't like it because you got to toe the communist company line.
Well, that's right. And when you buck the narrative, their narrative, you're gone. And there was a time, probably 5 years ago, where only the social media giants like Twitters and the Facebooks were censoring people. But this this contagion has spread to all kinds of other vendors of, whatever the tech world. You've got hosting companies that are kicking people out. Even WordPress.com has kicked some people off. GoDaddy kicked some people off. You've got PayPal, they kick people off routinely. You've got GoFundMe, of course, they won't allow even, for instance, the truckers to raise money up in Canada. And you have banks that are doing the same thing. I remember that Frank's Speech, or not Frank's Speech, but Mike Lindell's business, MyPillow, his bank that he's been with for years summarily told him, "You're out of here, Buster. Move your accounts. You got 30 days. So there's been all kinds of trickle down into these other companies, other organizations. And now you've been tagged by Vimeo, which traditionally has been a pretty, easygoing platform to use.
Right.
But now they're looking at your content.
Yeah. Well, and part of that is that, Vimeo was originally started by a couple of independent guys that, just saw that there was a need perhaps for something other than, say, YouTube. And so they created something that was very user friendly, just very, very easy to use. And a lot of people used it. And it was a great platform. And then, as capitalism is, and I don't blame them. I mean, it's the strategy. You build something and then there's always an out strategy or a sell strategy. And their sell strategy happened to be a sale to something called IAC. And when you look at, who's running IAC, who the people who are the head honchos over there, these are very liberal, left-leaning individuals including the CEO of the Daily Beast is one of their business managing partners. So, it doesn't surprise me, right, that my content would be, would be picked on. People that I had in my program, like Dr. Eric Napudi, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Hooker, individuals that I had, David Wormser, they didn't like what he had to say. It's pretty amazing some of the people that are in the shows that they identified and said, no, we have a problem with these programs.
That's right. And there's two ways that the censorship is taking place. Way number one is the advancement of artificial intelligence programs that can in mass look at videos, transcribe them automatically, and then look for certain keywords and so on in textual context to figure out what's being said and whether it should be on some kind of an alert list or not. And of course, it's big tech like Google, companies like Google that are creating this new AI technology to examine these types of things. The other thing is, the other way, is companies that set up tip lines so that users can protest and say, well, that offends me. You know, something you said on Vimeo, if one of your listeners hears it and says, oh, that offends me,
right,
they can send an email to Vimeo and say, well, Greg Young offended me, and I want you to do something about it. And sometimes they just take that as the only cause and say, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll get rid of them. They'll say, thank you, sir, for the tip. And you're gone.
Right.
Either way is just egregious.
Well, and we need to be clear, too, that there are organizations, Patrick, out there like SPLC and so on, that have staff that do this. There's activist organizations that this is what, they do. Right Wing Watch. This is what they do is they go out and they look for and try to find people who they think are breaking the code, causing offense, speaking truth. My message, and you and I have gone into a lot of different things over the years on this program, talking about, different issues from Islam to LGBTQ to secular humanism to all kinds of different things. And at the end of the day, folks, look, I don't share what I share because I hate anybody. I share what I share because I actually love them. I love them enough. I mean, I believe that there is a heaven and a hell. No, I don't just believe it. I know it. I've been to heaven. I've been there 3 times. I died 4 times. It's clinically evidenced that I died. And 3 times I went to heaven. Okay. So I know it's real. I know it is the real deal. And there really is one. And there really is a Jesus Christ, and there really is a Holy Ghost, and there really is a place called heaven and eternal life. And I believe that Jesus Christ's words in John 14:6 are absolutely factual. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. And I take it at full face value. I also believe that he overcame sin and death, Patrick. I believe that he overcame it at the cross. I don't believe the kingdom of heaven is going to be coming the second time around. I believe that when Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent, when he began his ministry, and that's recorded in 3 of the Gospels, I think he meant what he said. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he said, I'm sending someone to you that's going to be your helper, that's going to lead you into all truth, so that you will do what? Advance the kingdom of God, so that you will present it, share it, and invite other people to become a part of it through Jesus Christ. And they also then can get free from sin and death. About 30 seconds before we close out this segment, and then we're going to take this into another one. But I want to give you a chance to go ahead and close it out.
Well, you're absolutely right. The truth has been divided right down the middle. And those that do not believe this will do anything to suppress those who do. And this is what's happening all around the world as well.
The silencing you know, the silencing. I'm happy to speak with somebody that has a different perspective or a different point of view and have a conversation. But that is not what the other side wants. They don't want the expression of these ideas. I'm with Patrick Wood, Citizens for Free Speech. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending on crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, We would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motilajadomani. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to remind you to support our sponsors, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can find them there. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. And you can reach out to them, get a free activation at PatriotMobile.com/chosen. And you can also call them today, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, the only Christian conservative mobile phone national network. They're a national network, and they are Christian-based, and they support and promote our ideals. So encourage you to support what they're doing. And don't forget to get over to CGRwellness.com and build up your immune system. I'm not a COVID denier. I had the illness a year ago, December 2020. I had double pneumonia with it and coughing up blood. I was incredibly ill, but I can tell you that there are means by which to fight it. And I can tell you that going to the hospital and getting put on the ventilator is probably not a real good night. Well, I don't know. I know my doctor told me that if I'd done that, that I'd be dead. I wouldn't be here today. So I do quercetin every day. I do vitamin D3 every day. I do zinc every day. And then I use the products that I have available that I have a link for you to use at CGRwellness.com. And they are Cleveland clinically tested products. You can check it out. I have professional healthcare providers that have opened up accounts there and that buy and use those products for their patients. And so I would strongly recommend that you check it out. It's the real deal. It's really good stuff. I got introduced to it at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, and since that time I am my health has improved dramatically. So there you go, CGRwellness.com. Patrick, sorry to take up so much of our time with that little commercial there, but health is such an important issue. And if you talk about natural alternatives, natural immunity, all those kinds of things, there are these platforms like what happened to me at Vimeo that are going to cancel you. They're going to deplatform you. And informed consent is something that I think people have a right to. And we have a document, by the way, very quickly. We also have a document up, Patrick. You might be interested in checking this out. But this is a medically cited, and we have the medical site, Dr. Bregan, Dr. Jim Thorpe, Dr. Richard Bartle from Texas, Thomas Renz. They're all authors of this document that is now in a medical publication, and it outlines these vax issues and really gives you a background and an understanding of what it is that's really going on and how physicians have been mandated, silenced by associations like the AMA and the AOBOG. Again, you know, free speech issues, Patrick.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. This this whole suppression of free speech is just everywhere across our country. But when you look at the First Amendment, the very first thing in the First Amendment is freedom of expression of religion. And beyond that, you have then free speech, then you have freedom of the press, then you have, of course, the right to assemble peaceably, all of which kind of point back to the first point, freedom of expression of religion, because that often involves gathering together peacefully, and it often involves writing papers, etc. So it's, you know, it's all wrapped together in a single package. But the founders of our nation believed that if we did not maintain this right to communicate, that we would soon experience the tyranny of what they were escaping from back then. And this is exactly where I find ourselves today. And it's really interesting. Not too many people are talking about this, but there's an incredible kind of a soft persecution, an invisible persecution taking place, resistance against Christianity in America. Mm-hmm. That it isn't physical yet. You know, people aren't dying necessarily because they're, you know, like in the Mideast, for instance, where they might be killed physically.
Right.
But we see this pressure everywhere you go now in big companies and, big box stores. I mean, you name it, whether you're employed, wherever you're employed, you see this pressure coming. Shut up. Shut your mouth. That mm-hmm. offends me. I don't want to hear that. And, you know, we're soon going to end up like Canada, I'm afraid, where it is now a crime to speak certain things out of the Bible. And pastors have been arrested in Canada for doing that.
Well, there's hate speech laws on the book. I mean, let's not forget, yes. There are hate speech laws from the Obama years that are still on the books that are used to silence individuals across the country as well. And that's why, you know, you started, Citizens for Free Speech. And why, I want to encourage people to get over to citizensforfreespeech.org and get signed up. And stay informed. It's important for us to continue to understand these dangers. But you're right, Christianity. I'm a part of the advisory board for Save the Persecuted Christians, and there are 360 million Christians right now, today, right this moment, that are being persecuted around the globe. 360 million. Not to mention Coach Joe Kennedy. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very, very, very excited to have my next guest with me. We are starting a monthly series with him. He used to be on my program every month, and then, well, just, you know, life happens and you get busy and things go on and so on. But we were able to come together and figure out when we could make this happen. And so the first Thursday at this time of every month, we are going to be joined by my very dear friend, and we're going to be calling all pastors to get engaged and get involved. I want to welcome Pastor Rafael Cruz. Rafael, welcome. Good to have you, my dear friend.
Pastor Greg, so great to be with you.
Well, you know, we're in a time, you know, your personal history was, you know, escaping from tyranny. And, you know, I just got asked and agreed to sign on as a signatory on an amicus brief regarding the case of Joseph Kennedy. And I know you know Coach Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And he is, his case now has been accepted by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And
praise God.
Amen. Amen. And so Young America's Foundation and Advancing Freedom, Inc. have filed a brief, and they asked me if I would be a signatory on that. My Chosen Generation radio show is one of the additional organizations that's been added to the brief, Advancing Freedom. And, you know, this is a case where you have a coach
who simply said, I'm going to take a knee for Jesus and pray at the 50-yard line. And if anybody'd like to join me, they're welcome to. And kids did. And the opposing coach in one of the games was so impressed with the professionalism of the students, with the sportsmanship of the team, that he contacted the school to say how impressed he was. And the school's response was, oh, well, we can't have that. Why would we want respectful young men? Why would we want men that have, you know, character and positive traits and love God and country? Why would we want that? This is why we need pastors involved, I think, Raphael.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, you talk about a coach being harassed because of taking a knee and giving glory to God. I'll tell you, looming in the Senate, it's a bill that has already passed the House called HB 5. It's called HB 5 in the Senate. And let me tell you, if that bill passed, the church as we know it today will cease to exist.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar with all that is in SB 5. But,
yes.
I'll tell you just.
But go ahead and tell my audience. Yeah, because it has slid onto the back pages, you know, of all news cycles. And it's been forgotten that it's sitting there waiting for Senate approval so it can be sent to Pocum China Joe's desk so he can sign it.
Yeah. And fortunately, because of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, they cannot pass it without the filibuster, without 60 votes. And so they have been standing in the gap to hold it back. But I'll tell you, this bill will destroy the church. You know, in Canada, if we look to our north, in Canada, hate speech is already the law. In Canada, if you get in the pulpit and you say homosexuality is a sin, you're put in prison. That is a criminal offense. And that is part of this bill. And this bill will make it so that you, if someone comes to your church and demands to be hired, and that person is a homosexual, a transgender, or even a Satanist, and demands a job, and you say no, you'll be sued for discrimination. If you preach that Jesus is the only way to heaven, oh, that is not inclusive enough. That is discrimination. This will destroy the church as we know it. And, you know, pastors need to wake up.
Yeah.
And realize that there is an outright onslaught against Christianity. You know, what we have in America is the, you know, an undercurrent of Marxism in this country.
Yeah.
And Marxism, communism, necessitates the destruction of the concept of God because government must become your God. And pastors need to stop just hiding behind the pulpit and people in the church hiding under their pews and open up their eyes and their ears to what is happening in America. I mean, when we look at our history and we look at the role of pastors in American history, you know, I have often said, Pastor Greg, if it were not for pastors, we may still be a colony of Great Britain. Pastors
fought
the American Revolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They sure did. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Even if you look at the Declaration, those 26 grievances in the Declaration of Independence, each and every one of them were preached in the churches for 10 years before Jefferson wrote them down in the Declaration. You could consider the Declaration a series of sermon summaries.
Yes.
Pastors were calling out the atrocities that were happening from the British Empire. And the question is, where are those pastors today? I mean, we cannot continue to have pastors just in their churches tickling men's and women's ears and while the country is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, you look at what's happening in American Christendom. The fastest growing churches in America today is what are called seeker-friendly churches, which is a synonym for just lukewarm churches that just tickle men's and women's ears. Don't upset anybody, because if you upset people and people leave, that is money that is not going to be put in the offering plate. It is sickening. And so many of these pastors have become hirelings. They're not worshiping Jesus. They're worshiping their ministry or their building. They are involved in idol worship. And they are involved in pleasing men instead of pleasing God. That's an abomination before God, Pastor Greg.
There's no question. There's absolutely no question about that. It is an absolute necessity that we get engaged and that we get involved on what is, you know, what is taking place in our nation. And you know, as you said, the Great Awakening, right? I mean, this is what spurred what happened in our country.
Oh, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I would say the Great Awakening was the spark that ignited the American Revolution. People like George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards and many other pastors, they were the inspiration for the framers. And, you know, what people have been duped into thinking is that the framers were a bunch of deists. That's a lie. They were committed men of God. 29 of the 56 signers of the Declaration were seminary graduates. They were theologians. They were deeply committed people of God. And that's why they gave us such a great country. Because the Declaration and the Constitution were forged on the knees of the framers. These men were seeking revelation from God, and revelation is what they got. I mean, you just have to think. You look around the world, the average lifespan of a constitution around the world is 17 years. And yet, this year, we will celebrate 235 years of our constitution.
Incredible.
I mean, that is unheard of.
Yeah.
Why? Because it is a divinely inspired document. Those people were on their knees seeking revelation from God, and revelation is what they got. And then we got all these people telling you, oh, the Constitution is a fluid document. It's an evolving document. That's garbage. That is a way to excuse whatever they want to do to enslave us. You know, it is not coincidental that one of those three unalienable rights in the preamble of the Declaration is liberty. You know, I'm reminded of Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and do not entangle yourselves again with the yoke of bondage. And the unfortunate thing is that we have self-imposed a yoke of bondage upon ourselves because of our silence, because of our lack of involvement. I mean, the church is to blame for many of the ails that are happening in America today.
There's no question.
Because they have divorced themselves from the civic society.
Yeah.
And the civic society keeps deteriorating. I mean, our Judeo-Christian values, which were the bedrock of America, are being trampled upon, not only in our churches, in our schools. Our children are being brainwashed for secular humanism and Marxism, and it's sickening. Praise God that some Christians are waking up and are running for school board and saying, enough is enough. I will not take it anymore that you brainwash our children and our grandchildren.
Amen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Rafael Cruz here at Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
I always say old ladies know stuff. You know, Titus 2 calls the older women to teach the younger how to love their husbands. And that word love is to be his friend.
Rhonda Stoppy on Focus on the Family Minute.
When we get married, our husbands oftentimes are thinking, this woman's going to be my friend. She's going to be my support, my encourager. And I think we get so busy about the business of life, we forget that. So what these women did, they invited me to a woman's Bible study. I'm like, I don't want to study the Bible. I know all those Bible verses. I went to school to, I memorized. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better mom. And they said, just join us. It was a Book of Philippians study. And we went through the Book of Philippians. And the Word of God does transform you. The Amen. Word of God, if you go into it saying, you know, search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me, not my husband, in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
More solid marriage advice from Rhonda at FamilyMinute.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Real quick, tomorrow on the program, lots of great stuff going on tomorrow on the program. Don Jans is with us. We'll talk about the isms, Marxism, communism, socialism, and the differences, again, between our constitutional republic, which is what we were set up to be, versus the slide into democracy, and now really the push into a socialistic culture that's amoral. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt will be with us tomorrow for his monthly visit. Look forward to having him on the program. Greg Roman is with us, and we'll break down more in depth. He's with the Middle East Foundation, but we'll break down Iran and their involvement, and China and Ukraine and Russia and that whole situation. And then Maureen Steele with the People's Convoy. That's the group that is traveling across the country. Millions and millions of Americans are showing their love for the United States of America, for God, and for country,
and saying we no longer are going to accept a tyrannical approach, whether it's a local individual, a state individual, or this absolutely out of control federal government. And Rafael, you and I were just talking about it, my guest Rafael Cruz, and about the importance of calling pastors to it. We've got to call pastors, and pastors need to take, America used to have the position of moral authority in the world because of our Christian roots, foundation, and actions. And now, you know, I hate to say, but I really believe that we have lost a lot of that. And without God, you know, we're wandering about in the wilderness.
That's right, Pastor Greg. And you know, the Word of God tells us that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the thing is, the foundations have been eroded by the church.
Yeah.
By the church, by being passive, by just deciding not to get involved. You just look at abortion. 62 million babies murdered by abortion, and still many, many pastors refuse to address the issue from their pulpit.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when it was first passed in 1973, the church just called it a political issue and ceased to be involved.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we cannot continue to be uninvolved, or the church as we know it is going to disappear. I'll tell you, if we look at the book of Revelation and the seven churches, it is absolutely obvious that the church of Laodicea is alive and well in planet Earth. But praise God that there is a remnant, which is the church of Philadelphia. There is a remnant, and God is calling the remnant to wake up and shout it from the housetops. I tell you, the Bible tells us that Jesus is going to come for a glorious church. But I'll tell you what, the glorious church, you have to have a magnifying glass to find it, because the wolf church is taking over.
Well, you know, the church was silent when prayer was removed from schools. The church was silent when the Bible was removed. You mentioned the church was silent when abortion became the law of the land. And something that I've harped on quite a bit is simply the issue that, and I agree with you, abortion is an atrocity. I just watched the Gosnell movie again. I think it's the third time that I've watched that film, from the perspective of just looking at, you know, the facts of that situation and why that went on for so long. But there's an abomination that takes place in churches regularly. And that is the abomination, I believe it's the abomination of desolation. And I'm talking, Rafael, about confirming homosexual marriages, unions.
Well, you know, and it's gone beyond that. Now it's beyond homosexual marriages. Now it's transgenderism.
Yeah.
Now it's what they call sex dysphoria. Now it's about trying to codify and legalize changing the sex by which an individual was born, and have all these surgical procedures and blockers and so. And this is sickening. I mean, this is basically saying, hey, God made a mistake. I am not really a male. God really made a mistake. I'm really a female. That's what is at the heart of it. It is this raising our fist against God,
right,
and denying that God is our creator.
And we're not talking, yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Well, I was going to just say, we're not talking about someone, you know, I know someone who was born a hermaphrodite. And
well,
they, right. And they were given, you know, hormones and different things. And when they stopped taking all those hormones, their body naturally became who God created them to be. And so, you know, this isn't talking about that. This isn't that. This is like what we had here in Texas, where we had a mother who was trying to force her son to become a girl and was going to, you know, jam hormone blockers and basically chemical castration down the throat of an 8-year-old. And the father did everything he could to try to stop it. And sadly, Greg Abbott refused to take a meeting with that father. You know, we still, that battle still continues today. But Raphael, this is an issue where the church should be stepping in and reaching out in love and saying, we know you're hurting. Sin is a terrible thing. We know what the enemy is doing. And we're here to help. We want to introduce you to a Jesus who on the cross said, it is finished, and he has overcome sin and death. You can have freedom, you can have victory, and you can have it now.
I know it. Well, we both know that Jesus is the answer. Yeah. And but I'll tell you what is sad is to see the government entities trying to actively destroy the biblical message, destroy our Judeo-Christian heritage. I mean, I was appalled at the State of the Union address just a couple of days ago about telling all our transgender friends, we have your back, and we are going to protect all your rights. Basically saying the government is going to protect all these hormone blockers, all these sex change operations, all this perversion, now under presumably not only a government blessing but a government protection. This is sad to see that, you know.
It's child abuse, Raphael. It's child abuse. The Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, they finally, they've identified it for what it is. But it is child abuse. And they are manipulating children. There was a study that George Barna put out not long ago where you had between the ages of 18 and I think 35, you had somewhere around 30%, nearly a third of the population saying that they fit into one of the LGBTQRS categories. Well, the only reason for that to be happening is because the church is silent and schools are indoctrinating our children, and there is all kinds of perversion and abuse that is taking place. And it's the absence, I firmly believe, Raphael, it is the absence of the salt and the light and the truth being preached. And the truth is preached in love. Folks, we don't hate. We love. And it breaks my heart. It's like seeing somebody who's put into the hospital that ends up dying from COVID when I know it could have been prevented. It's the same thing with these sins. And knowing that there's an answer that would help them. And that
at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.